USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. The injuries said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She started movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Chicago is coming off another weekend filled with gun violence. As of last night, the Sun-Times was reporting 56 people had been shot across the city, and 10 of those victims had died. The White House says President Trump will continue to pressure governors nationwide to reopen K-12 schools this fall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi taking issue with it, saying,
if there are CDC guidelines, they should be requirements.
New York City's reporting zero COVID-19 deaths for the first time since the pandemic hit. Once the nation's epicenter of the virus, the city ended a four-month stretch when it had a death every day. More than 18,000 people, though, did die there since its first tally. Kroger store cashiers no longer giving coin change back to customers, a move coming after the Federal Reserve announced a U.S. coin shortage due to the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's no word from the White House when President Trump will reschedule his campaign rally in New Hampshire. The rally at Portsmouth International Airport had been scheduled for Saturday night, but it was postponed because of concerns about the weather, as Tropical Storm Fay was at the time threatening much of New England. It ended up veering off into New York in the end. Zinzi Mandela, the daughter of South African anti-apartheid icons Nelson and Winnie Mandela, has died at 59. She was the country's current ambassador to Denmark. She died early today in a Johannesburg hospital. The cause of death has not been released. South Africa's Minister of International Relations saying that Mandela was a struggle heroine in her own right who served her country well. Ford's new Bronco rolling out today. Ford's expected to introduce two-door and four-door versions of the SUV, as well as a smaller model called the Bronco Sport. And the first update in about a quarter century has been in the works for years. And a car that starred in the James Bond movie Die Another Day is now up for sale. The Beverly Hills Car Club is selling that 1992 Lamborghini Diablo, which had been used by Bond's enemy in the movie. The price is $119,500. You can check us out online for free. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.